And what about a person who's in charge of a ship? You call him the
captain.
And the man who presides over the county court, he's the
judge.
And a person who goes to college to study, he or she is a
student.
And a woman who takes care of an executive's paperwork and his typing and his filing.
Secretary.
And a man who performs on stage, an actor, a woman is called
actress.
And our nationality, we are
Americans.
And not very long ago here in the South, there used to be separate facilities, one for the whites and one for the
blacks.
What would do you suppose blacks would prefer to be called?
Blacks.
Blacks. Mm-hmm. What about a term they definitely would not like to be called?
Nigger.
Or
colored. They don't like colored anymore.
What used to be the proper term, people thought?
Proper term, Negroes, which they technically are.
What would you call a child who's born to racially mixed parents?
Biracial? I don't know. No, there's
a more
casual term.
Have you ever heard it called a mulatto or something
like
that?
Octoroon on down the line.
What about, have you ever heard white people refer to other white people who are poor, shiftless, lazy, good for nothing by any term in particular?
Poor white trash.
Now, would that be the same term that a black person would use in describing white people who are like that? Or would they have something different?
Probably.
Probably the same.
They look down on them just like
What about somebody who is made fun of when he comes into the city? Say a person from the country, does he really stand out?
A hick.
A hick.
Redneck.
Redneck. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of a country person called a Hoosier?
Mm-mm. People in Ohio wouldn't like that, would
Well, what about, have you ever heard of called old Podunk?
Podunk. No, we have a little community in Wicked County called Podunk anyway.
Is that right?
Yeah, that and Lick Skillet. Podunk, Frog Jump.
Mm-hmm.
All kinds
Podunk,
of.
Frog Jump.
No, Podunk, as you say, somebody's from really, you know,
you
really country.
There.
Yeah, he's going to Podunk High School.
Is there a Podunk?
No. Just somebody's really ignorant and you say, do you go to Podunk High School?
Is that like John King Memorial High School?
What is that?
Well, that's just a local joke.
Oh.
What about, let's see, have you ever heard white people referred to as crackers?
Mm-hmm. Georgia crackers.
Is that, what is that supposed to mean? Does that carry an insult or a...
Uh-huh. There's something about that term came from the Civil War, but I don't remember. That, you know, in the rednecks, Georgia rednecks and Georgia crackers.
Mm-hmm.
The rednecks came when the people were starving to death and they ate the dirt. I know that. That's supposed to be where that came from, but I don't know about the crackers.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about if the sidewalk is iced over, you might say, well, I managed to keep my balance, but I...
almost fell?
Or if somebody's waiting on you to get ready to go somewhere and says, will you hurry up, let's go, you might tell them, well, I'll be with you
in just a minute.
Sounds like that was a very familiar situation.
Well, you wait a minute, I'm hurrying.
What about if you're on the, if you think you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance? You might ask somebody, well, how
far is it?
Or talking about, if you want to know how many times about something, you might ask, well, how?
I don't understand. Wait a minute.
Well, let's say you want to ask somebody how many times you go to Jackson during the week. You might ask, well, how?
How far is it? How many times? How many miles?
Mm-hmm.